This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union warned member states Monday to prepare for a possible complete breakdown in gas supplies from Russia, insisting it would not cede to Moscow's demand imports be paid for in rubles. The European Commission will on Tuesday propose to member states a new package of sanctions to punish President Vladimir Putin's Kremlin for its invasion of Ukraine, including an embargo on Russian oil, officials said. But energy and environment ministers meeting in Brussels on Monday addressed a larger and potentially more complicated issue of Russia's natural gas, upon which several countries, including EU's top economy Germany, depend on much for their power generation. Moscow's demanded that clients from so-called unfriendly countries, including EU member states, pay for gas in rubles, a way to sidestep Western financial sanctions against its central bank. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats are in Europe discussing more ways of aiding Ukraine's fight against Russia.
More than half the roughly 5.5 million Ukrainians who fled their homeland went to Poland. Visiting Warsaw, Pelosi thanked ordinary Poles who've opened their homes and President Andrzej Duda, who says he's grateful to talk with Pelosi about what more can be done for Ukrainians.
How to help them.
Pelosi and lawmakers, including Colorado's Jason Crow, were in Ukraine over the weekend, pledging U.S. help.
We have to make sure the Ukrainians have what they need to win.
The former Army Ranger says it's a simple list.
Weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Pelosi says the House will move fast on President Biden's request for another $33 billion in aid to Ukraine.